Welcome to Tell the Truth Faster. This is Stuart Altshuler. I'm a licensed marriage and family therapist in Los Angeles, and this is a show where every week we deal with mental health issues from a more holistic perspective, in other words, finding balance between body, mind, and spirituality, and the course of doing the healing within ourselves and within our lives and within relationships. So I welcome you to the show. This is a live call-in show, and if you're in the local area in Phoenix, the local number is 480-874-1311. That's 874-1311. If you're listening to the show via the internet live, then the toll-free number from anywhere in the country is 1-888-437-7660. 437-7660, area code 888. I won't be having a guest on the show tonight, so hopefully some of you who have always thought about calling in may actually come up with the courage to do so. I won't bite. Anyway, tonight's topic, since this week is Thanksgiving week, is giving thanks more difficult than offering criticism? In other words, we're asking the question, why so many people find it difficult to show appreciation and so easy to complain, and what we can do about it. Now, the real question we always ask on this show is, we all know that the truth will set you free, but the question we ask is, how long are you willing to keep freedom on hold? And as we think of freeing ourselves, the important thing to realize is how much judgment and criticism imprisons us, how much judgment and criticism keeps us in darkness and keeps us in the negative and keeps us stuck very often in experiences of our childhood. And even though we may be well into adulthood, if we're so stuck in holding a grudge or maintaining a judgment or being in a defensive mode because of the level of criticism that we've received most of our childhood or throughout our lives, then we're holding ourselves back from being fully who we can be. There is, if you've listened before, you know that occasionally I quote from different writings and sometimes from something called The Course in Miracles. And there's a quote from the Course that goes like this: dream of your brother's kindnesses instead of dwelling in your dreams of his mistakes. Select his thoughtfulness to dream about instead of counting up the hurts he gave. Forgive him his illusions and give thanks to him for all the helpfulness he gave. And do not brush aside his many gifts because he is not perfect in your dreams. Very important thing there. We have a choice between focusing on the negative or the positive. We have choice in our lives between criticizing or praising. We have choice in our lives in terms of what we are offering, not just to our quote-unquote brothers and sisters, but to the children in our lives, to the authority figures in our lives, how much respect we show those who may be employees or somehow in a hierarchy below us. And we have choice how we function, and very often how we choose to function is a condition of how we were treated as children, because this is learned behavior. A child is born into the world in awe of everything around him or her. A child is born into the world feeling the presence of joy and love. And as you've heard many times from many different sources, we have to be taught to hurt people. We have to be taught to look at the negative. And we are taught that usually because that's what we're given. That's what our parents demonstrate to us or our teachers demonstrate to us through their actions. But it may also be what we experienced growing up. So think back to your own childhood. Think back to a time when you were criticized, justly or unjustly, in your own mind. But think back to a time when you were criticized. How did it feel? If this happened to you, and I'm sure it did at some point, if not often, then I guarantee you, you can remember right now, as you think about it, if you let yourself, the physical sensations of the shaming, of the embarrassment, of the fear, maybe, of punishment, of the humiliation that may have been attached to it, whether it was done in private or in public. Think of the decisions and choices you made as a child when you were judged or criticized that harshly, whether it was a one-time thing or whether it's something you got over and over and over again. It helped you make certain decisions about who you are in the world, who you are in relationship to others around you, what your self-worth is, what your ability to be loved and to love is. And at first, maybe you didn't understand it. Maybe it was just mom or dad trying to teach you right from wrong. But maybe it went over the edge. Maybe it was so much that it was really people judging you on a continual basis, putting you down, and creating an individual without confidence or with an inner rage or in constant fear of other people's thoughts and judgments about themselves that they never stand up for themselves. It may have come from teachers. It may have come from church teachings. It may have come from, you know, rabbis. It could have come from any clergy, because most organized religions are heavily inundated with judgment and structure and what's right and what's wrong. And while a lot of that is what helps create our own personal sense of conscience of right and wrong, and I won't say moral fiber because everybody defines moral fiber differently, but your own personal sense of what's right and what's wrong. And to me, the bottom line that I always remembered is the golden rule, which is the basis for every organized religion I can think of. Do unto others as you'd have them do unto you. But when you're experiencing people doing unto you in a way that's critical and abusive, instilling nothing but fear and judgment and hell and damnation and all that stuff, it doesn't allow for a sense of joy and love and even a spiritual connectedness to whatever definition of God you're working with. Think of what it's doing to that child. Think of what it did to you as a child. Again, whether it's from family, whether it's from teachers, whether it's from clergy, whether it's from what you just experienced walking down the street from a stranger, it's impacting you as a child. And then you start noticing is, why are people always so much more angry than they are happy? Why are there so many more frowns around you than smiles? Now, at first, as a baby, you're used to seeing smiles because babies themselves, just by their nature, tend to light up a room and put smiles on adults' faces. After a while, when you're making too much noise, or after a while when you're making too much of a mess and things like that, now you're being criticized. For the very things that they found cute at one point, it's confusing you because now you're being yelled at and criticized for doing the very same things. Nobody's explaining it to you. Nobody is helping you understand that you're not a bad person because your room's a mess, but it's still your responsibility to clean up your room because, you know, that's one of the requirements of a family, is to keep a certain amount of order. And yet a kid is also allowed a requirement of being allowed to make a mess, because that's what kids do. But that's not always what they learn. So what happens is kids start developing an ability to criticize very often as their own defense mechanism. And very often you can see that maybe in yourself now as an adult, or you could see it in other adults around you, where their constant sense of judgment and criticism and cattiness and gossiping and looking for things to find wrong in others is a defense mechanism that keeps them at arm's length so that people are not going to criticize them. People are not going to take the time to tell them their faults and to criticize them. So it becomes a form of a defense mechanism. Now, I'm not just going to be talking about judgment and criticism. We're going to take a short break here. When we come back, we're going to continue on this vein. I hope some of you listening might want to call in and talk about your own experiences or ask some questions about this or anything else. This is Stuart Altschul, and Tell the Truth Faster. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Oh, the rainbow.
Welcome back to Tell the Truth Faster. This is Stuart Altschul. I'm a licensed marriage and family therapist. And tonight's topic is giving thanks more difficult than offering criticism? In other words, why so many people find it difficult to show appreciation and so easy to complain? And what I've been saying before the break basically was why so many people find it difficult to show appreciation and so easy to complain. And that is usually because of our programming as kids in terms of what we were handed and what we observed and what type of criticism was brought down on us and how we absorbed it and integrated it into our own belief systems and behavior patterns. So another thing that I think contributes to why we find it so easy to complain is because of what we see on the news all the time. I mean, we see a lot of terror, we see a lot of killing, we see a lot of fighting between political groups, we see judgment between religious groups, between conservative and liberals, between orthodox more liberal forms of different religious sects. All of this. I mean, what is a kid growing up? Kid is growing up watching TV and seeing movies where there is judgment and criticism going on constantly, and that adds to the whole thing. But what does it do to us as adults? I really advise people, I know the networks would not be really happy if everybody did this, but I really advise people not to watch the 11 o'clock news. To go to bed after watching a comedy or something that's a bit lighter. Because what that does, to watch the 11 o'clock news, which is as filled with what's going on in Iraq and what's going on in Congress and what's going on in your own community, maybe with gang shootings and everything else, all that stuff is just intense and horrible and not the energy and information that we need to go to sleep on. What do you think it does to your sleep patterns? So what you're doing is you're bombarding yourself with the same type of criticisms and judgments and fighting and negative energy that may already be and feel like a natural part of how you exist, but now you're going to sleep on a fresh dose of it. So, you know, most of the news that I get from the newspaper, and if I'm in the car during the day, I may listen to the news station, but if it's just repetition of, you know, the same stuff over and over again, I'll listen to music in the car. So, again, as adults, we live in a world that terrifies us, so imagine what the kids are seeing when they watch the news, and they hear, you know, adults talking about or just reacting to what they're seeing on the news, the fear, the tension, you know, the doom and gloom, the pessimism, all that sort of stuff, and the level of criticism that goes on TV and in movies impacts us just as much. So this is a lot of why people find it easier to complain and judge than to show appreciation. Now, my experience is that the positive, the light, is a natural state of being for us. Love is a natural state of being for us. The learned behavior of darkness and negativism and criticism and judgment and fear is just that. It's learned behavior. So, if you look at your life, most people can say, gee, you know, there are things that I really appreciate. There are people in my life that I really appreciate. And even if there's an individual that you don't particularly get along with, there may be something, if you're willing to take a look at it and tune out the darkness for a moment, that there's something about that individual that you appreciate about something they did or said. Maybe what you observe them doing for someone else or something that they did for you. So, telling the truth faster when it comes to, I mean, people are very quick to jump on someone. You know, they think their judgment and their opinion and their negativism is the truth. Okay? But when I'm talking about telling the truth faster, the more important aspect of that is being able to feel in your heart the connection to something light-filled, something that opens up the heart and makes a connection to the world around you or in a relationship to another human being, and to be able to speak that. Now, how many of you have difficulty doing that? Have difficulty saying to someone, thank you, or have difficulty saying to someone, I really appreciate you for this, or difficulty just looking around you and saying, you know what, I have a lot to be thankful for. Now, we do it on Thanksgiving. You know, how many of you sit around the table before the meal and do grace, and everybody goes around and says, something I'm grateful for is. It's a wonderful exercise. It's a wonderful blessing to start out your meal with. You know, something I'm grateful for is. There are plenty of things that I know with the fires here in California, that there are a lot of people grateful for their lives, even though they may have lost everything when their homes burnt down. There are a lot of people grateful that their homes didn't burn down, but feel very sad that their neighbor's home did. There are so many things you can be feeling grateful for and feel it totally while still giving respect to aspects of it that may not be so joyful. So some people feel guilty about being grateful. Some people feel somehow embarrassed about their gratitude. Some people feel like their opinions are not respected. So to say thank you to somebody, or say I'm grateful that you did this, they hesitate because their self-esteem is so low that they're feeling, well, they don't care whether I say it or not, because what I have to say isn't of value, and so they withhold it. How many of you listening are in a relationship right now where you don't say thank you often enough, and yet you feel like you need to hear it more than you hear it from other people in your life? If that's the case, try offering it more often. Instead of your defensiveness coming up and you meeting the judgment you're getting with a defensive judgment going back, try shifting gears for a day and saying thank you for things. And don't judge them for being little things or big things. Just go through a day saying thank you. You know, thank you for whatever it is. Something I appreciate today is. Try focusing only on that for a day. You might be really surprised at the difference, the different ways that people react to you. At first, they may be suspicious if you think about it. You know, it's like, where's this coming from? What is it that you want from me? You know, what are you going for here? You know, so try going through a day without criticizing anybody. Go through the day saying thank you, expressing your appreciation. Know that as much as you need it, everyone around you needs it, wants it, enjoys it. The more you do it, the more they're going to get that there is no ulterior motive other than the fact that it feels good and it feels right and it feels like the healthier and more loving thing to do. Think about that. What would it be like if you went through the day that's almost ending now and had taken this approach other than maybe the negative, judging, critical approach you may have taken in certain situations today? How might those situations have turned out differently? So giving thanks is not just something we do on Thanksgiving, although many of us think it is. Giving thanks is something that we really need to start relearning. You know, we teach this to children. How many of you have infants? And, you know, it's like, what do you say? Somebody gives them a piece of candy or somebody does something for them. What do you say to them? You know, say thank you. And you're teaching them to say thank you. How many of us have forgotten to do that ourselves? Many of us have. Say thank you. Say thank you. If you're expecting this of the children around you and you're teaching it to them, don't forget that there was a time in your life when your parents or some adult was teaching it to you and you've forgotten to do it and you don't use it often enough. Think how much different you're going to be feeling inside with those simple words, thank you. I appreciate what you did. I appreciate who you are. And how different, not just you will feel, but how it might impact relationships that are filled with struggle and fighting instead of appreciation. So think about that for a while. Think hard on it. Experience it. Visualize it. We're going to take a short break here. When we come back, we're going to talk about ways you can do this. Okay? So this is Stuart Altshuler, Tell the Truth Faster on KXAM in Phoenix. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few minutes. Thanks.
Somewhere over the rainbow.
Welcome back to Tell the Truth Faster. This is Stuart Altshuler. Tonight's topic has to do with criticism and Thanksgiving. Why offering criticism seems to be so much easier for so many of us than giving thanks, and what we can do about it. So if you feel like calling in tonight, if you're in the Phoenix area, the phone number is 480-874-1311. 874-1311. If you're listening on the internet on our simulcast, the toll-free number is 1-888-437-7660. There is a book that came out a long time ago. What was the year here? 1988 was the first printing of You Can't Afford the Luxury of a Negative Thought by Peter McWilliams and John Roger. And there is two things that they talk about in a section under complaining. And this is about solution to what we've been talking about tonight. So to try and reverse the habit of criticizing and complaining, the first step that they suggest is only complain to someone who can do something about it. They go on to say, if your water bill seems too high, there's no point in telling anyone but the water company. If your reception on cable TV is not up to par, telling a friend who will do no good unless that friend happens to work for the cable company. This helps keep your conversations on the positive side of the street. With some people, you may find you have nothing to talk about. So the first thing that they suggest, and I certainly concur, is if you have something to complain about, if you have something to judge about, do it to the source that can actually help change the situation. If it's something that somebody is actually doing and you're in judgment about it, there are different ways of approaching them. There are the abusive ways of doing it because you've built it up for time and time and time again, and now you're ready to explode, and that's not about telling the truth faster, that's about sitting on the truth until you have the anger to justify, you think, saying what you need to say, in which case then the person's defense is only going to be up and they're not really going to hear what you have to say, or they're going to be so hurt and devastated by it that another wall goes up. So tell the truth faster. When there's something about somebody or something they're doing, take the loving route. And understand that maybe you're not speaking the truth, or you're making your observation, which may or may not be accurate, but it is your observation, because you're afraid of the discomfort that it may cause you, because of having to engage in the confrontation. Even though you may be justifying and say, well, I didn't want to upset them, I didn't want to make them uncomfortable. The reality of that is often, almost 100% of the time, the fact that you're avoiding the discomfort that it may cause you. So tell the truth faster. Get it out. Don't let more distance grow between you and this other individual because you have this judgment and you're not willing to communicate it and maybe heal it. So the other thing that Peter McWilliams and John Rogers say, and you can't afford the luxury of a negative thought, is compliment at least as often as you complain. Now that's where we're going with all this right now. What I've been saying is, like I suggested, spend a day saying thank you and offering compliments instead of where you might be putting criticisms throughout the day, and see what that day's like. What they say is, if you're a complainer who knows how to get things done through creative complaining, well and good. Knowing whom to complain to and in what manner is a good thing to know. We suggest, however, that you add a step to each negative communication. Compliment at least as often as you complain. For every letter you write grumbling about something, write a letter of tribute as well. It need not be to the same person or company. Each time you ask the maitre d' over to condemn the food, invite the same maitre d' over to your table to praise something. If, in fact, you find something to praise before giving your complaint, A, you may find the person receiving the complaint more open to hearing it later on and doing something about it. And more important, B, you will be learning to look for the positive even in situations worthy of complaints. Now, this is exactly what I was saying earlier about having to retrain and reprogram your own thinking so that instead of looking for the negative in the dark throughout the day and offering judgments and criticisms and complaints, you're actually reprogramming your eyes to look through your heart. You're reprogramming your eyes to observe through your heart, looking for the positives, or finding maybe a sense of compassion where you might have been angry in your complaint, that maybe you might have a sense of understanding as to what might be going on, so that when you do talk to the individual, you're coming from a softer place. Think about that. Think about how you can be communicating differently and giving thanks more easily than offering criticism. Now, we all need to hear appreciation in our lives. We all need people expressing gratitude to us. How did it feel as a child when mom or dad, when mommy or daddy said to you, thank you, that was a really good job, thank you for helping me, if you ever heard that? How did it feel when a teacher or a friend said thank you when you were a kid? Did you take it? Are you able to take the thank yous? Are you able to take the compliments? Or is it just more familiar for you to be getting the complaints and the judgments? It's as important to learn how to hear a compliment as it is to heal how you take in a complaint. It's so tied into our self-esteem and self-worth. Completely and utterly tied into our self-esteem and self-worth. So think for a moment about how important it is for you to hear a thank you. For someone to say to you, you look nice today. Or, I love the job you're doing. How important is it? How often do you get it? If you're not getting it often enough, learn to give it more often. If you're not getting it often enough, then maybe there is something that you're doing that alienates people. So rather than keep blaming others, take an honest look and tell the truth faster to yourself, maybe about the behaviors that you've integrated into your life that do annoy people, that do set them apart from you and push them away from you. And again, some of this may go back to your childhood, may be part of your defense mechanism from letting people too close because you think it's going to hurt sooner or later if I let them that close. The reality of it is, you need praise as much as anyone else does. And this isn't about boosting your ego. This is about feeling a sense of connection. When someone sees you with eyes that focus through their heart and truly value and appreciate who you are, there's a spiritual connection to that. There's a sense of grounding that occurs. There's a sense of familiarity that starts building inside you about who you are in the world and your sense of purpose and your sense of relationship. So it's not the ego needing the thank you that I'm talking about. But if that's where it needs to start, that's okay too, because we all have an ego, and that ego always needs a little stroking here and there, and sometimes a lot of it because it didn't get much. But where I'm going with all this is not the ego boosting. I'm talking about the being able to open yourself up to receive these heartfelt expressions of appreciation as a way of feeling a greater spiritual connection, a greater sense of peace within yourself, a greater sense of who you are and why you're here, a greater sense of joy for being in the world and in your body. So think about that. There's a difference between the ego's need for appreciation and taking in others' gratitude for you as a way of reminding you of who you are and what your essence truly is. That is the main point of all of this work, all of the healing that we're talking about, is taking it down to that level of your true essence. Getting back to what that baby was like when you were first born. That innocence, that receptivity. You were a sponge then. It's about letting that sponge soak in only the positive again. So, I think we're due here for another short break. And we're going to come back for our last segment. With a few closing thoughts on tonight's topic. And if any of you want to call in, there's still a few minutes to do that. And this is Stuart Altshuler on KXAM. Tell the truth faster. We'll be back in a few minutes. Thanks. Thank you. Welcome back to Tell the Truth Faster. This is Stuart Altshuler. Tonight, the question has been, is giving thanks more difficult than offering criticism? Why so many people find it difficult to show appreciation and so easy to complain, and what we can do about this? And we've been talking what we can do about it. Most important thing I think I've mentioned this whole night, in my opinion, is the difference between our own needs for appreciation, thank yous, and praise. And the difference between the ego needs for that, which is, you know, helping to build our self-esteem, helping to counter the negative thoughts that we have about ourselves, the feeling of achievement that maybe we fooled somebody, that, you know, and which usually brings in guilt and shame also, that we don't really believe we're good, and so when somebody's actually praising us, there's that little sense of satisfaction, oh, I fooled another one, you know, but you're not really taking in the compliment because you're still so hooked into the negative beliefs about yourself that you have, that the compliment may be totally justified because you have done something most kind for somebody, because even in the midst of your own inner game playing, your true essence came through. Your sense of compassion, your sense of kindness, that sense of innocence that you were born with showed up, and somebody appreciated it, and somebody acknowledged it. So basically what you did was fool yourself in the process. Your ego mind's telling you you fooled everyone else. You know, you've gotten over on them, you know, they think you're a good person when you really know that you're not. But what's happening is that you've actually expressed something from your core. You've expressed your true essence, your sense of compassion, your sense of understanding, your sense of kindness, your sense of service to others and to your community or to the world. And if you really allow yourself to connect with why you did that, what it did, how it felt, the results that came from it, the positive things that happened because of your efforts, at some point you won't necessarily even need to hear thank you, but during the growth and change process, it still comes in helpful. But one way to change your own behaviors and your own beliefs about yourself is when these things happen, when you really find that you did something that was really of value and worthwhile, and you're able to compliment yourself, then you can give thanks to yourself for allowing the joy and the peace to come through. Think about that. I know it may be a little convoluted to some of you because I'm talking about the same process, but two sides of it. How you receive compliments and what your motivation is for doing what truly is the right thing, the heartfelt thing. Like I said, and I'm going to say it again, when your mind and ego are involved, you think you're doing it just to look good, just because it's the right thing to do and you're expected, because if you don't do things like that, then people sooner or later will see how dark you really are and what a terrible person you really are. But the reality of it is, the more you do that sort of stuff, the more you're going to start getting that that's who you really are. You are that compassionate soul, that innocent being, that light-filled person that knows that for all of us to get along together in this world, we need to treat each other kindly and do good things for one another and do things for our community that help improve the quality of it, and not judge others if they have different opinions on morality or religion or spirituality or behaviors or sexuality or whatever, that you remove yourself from the process of judgment and gracefully allow others to think and believe how they do without dumping it on you. No one who loves can judge, and what he sees is free of condemnation. No one who loves can judge, and what he sees is free of condemnation. That's also from the Course in Miracles. Wisdom is not judgment. It is the relinquishment of judgment, also from the Course. There is a real important step here. This is Thanksgiving week. Thursday is Thanksgiving. That was the motivation for the topic this week, because many of us, it's just like people who only go to church on Christmas and Easter, or only go to synagogue on the High Holy Days, then they focus on that aspect of their lives and their being. Thanksgiving is one of those days where we usually think about giving thanks for, even in the worst of times, for the good things that are there, for the love of the family, or for the food on the table, you know, for the health that we have, or the roof over our heads, no matter what it looks like. That's the day we're reminded to give thanks for these things. But what I'm saying is we need reprogramming. We need reprogramming so that this is the sort of thing we do on a daily basis throughout the day, through every aspect of our life and through all relationships. Being grateful for who we are, where we come from, being grateful for the diversity around us, instead of sit in judgment and fear of people who are different, but being grateful for the richness of our society and culture because of those differences. And the fact that we might even learn from people who are different from who we are, that there is a richness to their culture or their belief systems that may actually add to who we are and what we have. And even if we don't choose to buy into those differences, there's a richness in keeping our hearts open to other people instead of sitting in judgment, to actually value them for bringing that kind of diversity to our community and to our lives and to our world. There would be a lot less terrorism going on. There would be a lot less fighting. Congress would be passing more things that really and truly were helping each other, and instead of self-interest motivating them. So think about that for a while. And when you go into Thanksgiving on Thursday, think about a commitment to making every day that type of Thanksgiving. I want to thank you for listening tonight. And this is Stuart Altshuler, Tell the Truth Faster on KXAM, and we'll be back next week, same time. Hope you'll be listening in then, and tell your friends. If you want to get in touch with me, the way to do that is through the website, www.tellthetruthfaster.com. And we'd love to hear from you. So have a good night and a happy Thanksgiving to all of you.
Up high in the land that I heard of.